While almost all of us know where our next meal is coming from, there are thousands of Atlantans who don't. There are people who live in the metro area who are hungry on a daily basis. On the other hand, there are groceries and restaurants and farmers markets and even schools and businesses who have an overabundance of food, surplus food at the end of the day, that they don't want to throw away. That's where Second Helpings Atlanta comes in and serves as a bridge between those with more food than they need and those who had no food or little food. Joe Labriola is the executive director of Second Helpings Atlanta and joins me today to tell you about this wonderful organization. Joe, thank you.
Thank you so much, Monica, for having me on.
Well, tell me, how did Second Helpings Atlanta get started?
Second Helpings Atlanta started 14 years ago as a social action project at a temple up in Sandy Springs. It was two people with a good idea that had good hearts that wanted to do good for the community. They started banging on grocery store doors, finally found somebody that said, I'll give you surplus food. They had to go find a place to deliver it, and then they had to recruit volunteers to go rescue the food. And over the next 9 years, it grew to the point where it had outgrown what a social action committee was about. And at that point, Second Helpings Atlanta was launched as a standalone nonprofit organization.
And they brought you in as an executive director in 2015?
That's correct. The decision had been made to drastically expand the operations and the number of people impacted every single year. And so we've been on a rather steep growth trajectory. What we're finding is 1 in 6 people in the state of Georgia live in a food insecure environment. In the metro area, that ends up being about 1.1 million people every day waking up and not sure that they're going to have a healthy, nutritious meal. An average food insecure family skips about 100 meals per month just simply because they can't afford the food. And when they buy food, they typically buy highly processed food because it's inexpensive, you get a lot of it, but then there's all of the attendant health implications of that down the road.
So how many counties are served by Second Helpings?
We're in the metro area. We stretch from the northern part of town to the southern part of town. And what we're finding is, even though we continue to expand our network, the need is still great. And so our plan is to continue to be more densely penetrated in each of the areas we currently serve.
So who are some of the businesses that contribute surplus food?
So, you know, we're really very fortunate. We've got 75 generous food donors currently in our network that we pick food up from on a weekly basis. So our largest contributors are grocery stores. So all of the major chains we've got relationships with. A number of schools, hospitals in the area, farmers markets. And then what we're finding is corporate kitchens are becoming a huge untapped source of highly nutritious restaurant quality food. So this is food that's been prepared but not placed on the line, that's packaged, frozen, and we pick it up. So we get food from places like Cox Enterprises, the Federal Reserve. We just signed NCR headquarters. So really large corporations that this supports their community outreach initiatives as well as their green initiatives.
So what kind of a difference does this make in the lives of the organizations who receive the food? And who are some of the organizations?
So we currently have 46 partner agencies that we work with. And that's really where the magic happens. We rescue the food, deliver it to those agencies, and they're either a food pantry, a community meal provider, or they run an emergency or transitional housing facility. And what we're able to do is to provide them with large volumes of really great nutritious food. We focus on healthy perishable food, so dairy, deli, bakery, and produce, and then frozen prepared food. Because it's important that we're introducing healthy food into the diets of people who are typically surviving on a diet of highly processed food. The other really nice thing about our program is we do this free of charge. So money that these partner agencies were previously spending to purchase groceries can now be poured back into core services. So they can buy more suits for people going on job interviews or provide more services to their client base without necessarily having to raise more money.
Stephanie Mills.
Kiss 104.1.
Tony. Flashback. Ready for the world.
To love again, to love again, to
the late, great Luther Vandross. Today is his 65th birthday. The voice still lives strong. Well, my show today is about Second Helpings Atlanta, and Joe Labriola is the executive director of the organization. I really was shocked to learn how much food is thrown away by restaurants, schools, company cafeterias. It is amazing.
What would have happened to that food had not Second Helpings been there?
Every pound of food that we pick up would have ended up in a dumpster that would have ended up in a landfill. And so, you know, one of the beautiful things about this whole process is typically when you're trying to address some large societal ill, you have to create something to resolve it. We're coming at hunger from a position of abundance. We produce enough food to feed every man, woman, and child in this country. The challenge is getting food from those that have it to those that need it, and that's what we do. In this country, about 40% of the food we produce every year is never consumed. Put a dollar figure on that, it's about $165 billion. So if food waste was a company, it would follow General Motors on the Fortune 100 list and push AT&T into the number 10 position.
Wow.
It's a staggering amount of waste. So we're really fortunate that the supply side is there. All we need to do is figure out how to get it to the people who need it. And so Second Helpings Atlanta has really evolved to become a logistics nonprofit because it's all about moving large volumes of food.
Now, how much food has been rescued per month and has provided how many meals in our area?
We had a really great month last month. We rescued just over 145,000 pounds of food. Last year, we rescued over 1.5 million pounds of food. And the equivalent number of meals is about 1.27 million meals. To put that into context, is if you were to put 1.27 million recipients of a healthy meal on Interstate 285, have them join hands and stretch out, they'd circle Atlanta 22 times. So it matters that our volunteers show up every single day.
Well, let's talk about those volunteers. You have upwards of some 500 people.
We are rapidly approaching the 500 volunteer mark, and our volunteers come from all walks of life, all age groups. 21% of our volunteers are 70 or older. And what we want to do is a couple of things. Besides focusing on reducing hunger and food waste, the third element of our value proposition is really about providing a rich, rewarding experience for our volunteers. And so we've developed something that we call our 90-minute model. We connect drivers with routes that get them from their home or place of work to a food donor using their own vehicles. They pick the food up, immediately transport, deliver it to a receiving partner agency, and get back home in 90 minutes or less.
That's no time at all.
And almost 90% of our volunteers that we surveyed hit that 90-minute mark pretty consistently. So, you know, what we're able to do is to offer them a really high-impact experience because they get to feel the love on the donation end, because the people donating the food are so pleased that it's not getting thrown out. And then clearly at the receiving end, the folks that receive that food that distribute it to the hungry also show an enormous amount of gratitude for what it is that we're doing for them.
So how do you become a volunteer?
It's really simple. Go to our website, secondhelpingsatlanta.org. Click the volunteer tab, and down at the bottom, there's a button that says sign me up. It's really easy. It's online, and we'll get you out on a route sooner than you can imagine.
But how often do you have to work that route?
So, you know, in the vein of providing flexibility, there are some of our volunteers who sign up once a month. They do their routes. There are others that say they don't want to be tied down to something that rigid, and they become substitute drivers for us. So you can drive once a month, twice a month. We have some volunteers that are out on the road 6 or 7 times a week doing this for us.
And, retirees.
retirees. And what I'll tell you is money back guarantee. I guarantee the best day of your month will be the day of your food rescue, because at the end of the day, you'll do the math in your head and you'll be able to figure out how many nutritious meals you provided, and knowing that 90-minute investment in your time really made a difference. In some cases, dozens, hundreds, or even thousands of individuals.
That's Joe Labriola from Second Helpings Atlanta, and there's more to come. How companies are getting involved by not just giving food, but picking up food. And Cox Enterprises is one of them. And by the way, Cox Enterprises is the parent company of Kiss 104.1, which is part of Cox Media Group. Well, you know, there's someone else who likes to give a lot of his time and his energy to good causes. That's Stone Mountain's Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. I posted on the Kiss Facebook page his latest gift to the community worldwide. And you know, the 4th of July is around the corner, and all of us are trying to figure out, what are we going to do? Where are we going to watch the fireworks? Well, if you don't want to go downtown, not this year to Centennial Olympic Park, because the park is all torn up, but there is an area in downtown Atlanta by the stadium where you can watch the fireworks. But if you want something a little smaller and a less congested, how about a hometown 4th of July celebration? Join KISS 104.1 on Wednesday, July the 4th at downtown East Point for the Salute to the Red, White, and Blue celebration. There are going to be some live performances, lots of good food and drinks. And, of course, if KISS is there, we're going to be giving away some goodies. The event goes from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. The fireworks start around 9:30 p.m. So for more details, visit KISS104FM.com. New KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. That was Bruno Mars and Versace on the floor. Well, Second Helpings Atlanta could not operate without its food distribution volunteers. Now, you know, Joe Labriola calls them heroes and food rescuers.
We think that what our volunteers do is heroic. And because it's changing lives, you know, we think they should feel good about what they're doing. You know, food, access to food is such a basic need. And if you can't get past the basic needs of shelter, water, and food, how can you expect a kid to do well in school? How can you expect somebody that's going on a job interview to nail that job interview if they haven't had something healthy to eat for a number of days? So what we're hoping we're doing is we're allowing people to focus on getting on with their lives while the basic needs that they need to have satisfied are being handled elsewhere.
Well, that brings me to the next question. What are the needs of Second Helpings Atlanta?
A great question. So there are a number of needs that we have. One is we are always looking for new sources of food, constantly looking for new partner agencies to add to our network, and then clearly the volunteers that'll help us move the food from those that have it to those that need it. If you're a faith-based organization that's looking for a really great way to get your congregation involved, give us a holler. We have a number of schools that are using our program as a way to get teachers, parents, and students engaged in food rescue. As a matter of fact, we've got a youth involvement program called Food for Thought where we go into schools. The goal is to educate kids about what's going on, encourage them to take action, and then engage them with meaningful volunteer opportunities. It's also a great opportunity for corporations to engage their employees. So, you know, an example I'll give you, one of our largest food donors is Cox Enterprises, their campus up in Sandy Springs. We've been picking up food from them for almost 3 years now. Well, we found an advocate at an executive level at Cox Enterprises. They've taken the route back. They now schedule employees on a weekly basis to do the pickups on our behalf. And it has been such a popular program, they sold out all the routes through the end of the year. They had to open up first quarter routes because people wanted to sign up and there were no routes available. So it's a really great way for employees to get engaged in a meaningful way. And then there are some companies we're working with who are assessing getting their employees involved from a skills-based perspective. Marketing, PR, technology, finance and accounting. I mean, we are a small nonprofit that's going to be a big nonprofit one day. So we have all of those back office types of needs that volunteers can help us out with. And then, of course, the last thing that we need is financial support. We are growing as an organization, and that takes money. It takes staff, it takes equipment. And so, you know, we are finding that we could be doing a lot more than we currently are, but we're limited by the size of our staff. So financial support is also something that would be gladly accepted.
So if you'd like to help out Joe Labriola, either by picking up food and then delivering it to those companies that need it, like the Atlanta Union Mission, if you'd like to organize your company to be part of the delivery, whatever you'd like to do with this organization, it's real easy. Go to www.secondhelpingsatlanta.org. secondhelpingsatlanta.org. I think the name is pretty interesting too, and I'll tell you how it came about when we return. You're listening to the new Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks.
Well, Second Helpings, I love the name. How did that come about?
Our founder, Gunther Hecht, years ago, started a Second Helpings in South Carolina. And when he and his wife Louise moved here, over 20, 25 years ago, he wanted to do the same thing. And it was this whole notion of giving food a second chance.
It's a wonderful idea. Joe Labriola from Second Helpings Atlanta, thank you so much for introducing your organization to the KISS 104.1 audience. Now, if you'd like to get involved, either as a volunteer driver, food donor, partnering agency, just go to www.secondhelpingsatlanta.org. I'll place the information on the KISS Facebook page. And by the way, Second Helpings Atlanta is also on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/secondhelpingsATL. This is something I think you want to get involved in. Let's not let anything go to waste. This is the new KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwback.
And you know, it's so easy to just, for companies that are in the food service business, it's easy to throw it out. But here's a good way for you to make sure other people can benefit. And so I hope you really will consider helping Second Helpings Atlanta, secondhelpingsatlanta.org. And I placed a couple of stories on our own Facebook page today that I think you'll enjoy. But what I find is some of you... Your responses to some of our stuff, I don't know about y'all getting pretty jaded when it comes to certain things. You're just going to have to go to the Facebook page to see what I'm talking about. We got a lot coming up. I hope you'll join us for the Big Flashback Festival. It's our 23rd on Saturday, August 11th. We're going to be at Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood featuring performances by Stephanie Mills, Joe, Tony, Ready for the World, and my favorite, Rose Royce. The Flashback Festival is sponsored by John Foy and Associates and Wayfield Foods. For more details, you can go to kiss104fm.com. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com. Well, you know what? It's time for me to get on up out of here. Alicia Cruz will be walking through the door in a minute with more good music, and she's got a lot more giveaways too, so you want to make sure you continue to listen. And as I leave you, as I do every Sunday with Mama Hattie's favorite saying, it's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Don't make excuses, make work. And yes, we have a winner. I'm going to let you hear from her in just a minute on the new KISS 104.1, today's R&B and throwback.